This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Gunner and Cheyenne's Blown Off.
Camel Country 107.9, number 140 Country, Patrick in Glendale. He emailed us and told us about a date that he had with Christina, and then now she's blowing him off. Patrick, tell us about the first date, man.
Well, guys, I had a Zoom date. We had a nice time. It was my first time doing a Zoom date, but I guess that's the norm these days with everything going on. But we were on the Zoom for over an hour.
Oh, wow.
And we were having drinks, and I wouldn't say that there wasn't any awkward pauses or any dull moments in the conversation. We seemed to have a lot in common, and I had a great time. I thought she did as well, but I haven't heard from her since then. That was about a week ago, and
okay.
I don't know what happened.
It was all over Zoom. You've never met her like in person outside of the virtual world.
Do people do that these days?
Yeah, kind of.
They do.
Yeah.
Totally do.
But, all right, so yours is on Zoom. You guys are having drinks and just enjoying conversation. There may have been a few awkward pauses. But aside from that, you have no clue, no idea as to why she would be blowing you off.
I don't know, man. I thought we had a really good time.
All right, man. Well, we do have Christina's phone number. And let's give her a call right now. Let's find out the real reason she's been blowing you off.
I'd love to hear the reason.
Hi, is this Christina?
Yeah, this is Christina.
Hi, who's Christina. Calling? My name's Gunner. That's Cheyenne.
Good morning.
We do the morning show on Camel Country 107.9 here in Phoenix. How are you?
I'm good.
We're actually calling because Patrick emailed us. He told us about a date that you had with him, and he's kind of wondering why you haven't returned his calls. But before we get to that, I got to let you know that you're on the radio. Is that okay?
I guess this is kind of strange. I mean, I really don't want to date him if that's what you're trying to get at.
Okay, no, that's fine. So last week you had a Zoom call with Patrick. And like I said, he's reached out. He hasn't heard from you. He just want to kind of clear things up here. Can you tell us what happened from your side of things?
Well, I didn't get back to him. I mean, how do you tell somebody that, you know, basically his place was just way too messy, you know?
Oh.
It was great talking to him. And then towards the end, I mean, I he picked up his computer and, like, I could see, like, all this stuff in the background on the floor. And it was a real mess. I'm talking clothes, food, plates, bottles.
So when he picked up his computer, you saw everything in his house, right? And that just kind of grossed you out. And that's why you haven't returned his calls.
Right, like how am I supposed to tell him, you know, you need to, like, pick up after yourself? It's not just getting somebody to clean your place once a week. It's like, this is like daily habit. You don't fix that with somebody.
Yeah. I can see that being a concern,
you know,
in a relationship. Yeah, totally. So we do have Patrick on the phone. He's heard this entire conversation. Patrick,
He heard.
Yeah, he heard the whole thing.
Yeah.
Patrick, you want to jump in here, man?
Oh, I heard it all.
Oh, no.
I didn't know that you were that shallow of a person. Really?
Shallow? Were you depressed? I mean, are you on meds? Seriously.
Excuse me, a depressed person.
Hold on. Well, but I mean, you guys had a Zoom date, and the reason you have a Zoom date is because there's a pandemic going on, and he's probably working from home and stuff like that. Could you cut him any slack for that, Christina?
Thank you,
oh, sir. Come on. You're not promoting the same on transportation.
Yeah, you can't come on Slack for
you
limited,
are,
you know.
You're rude. You're not letting this gentleman get in a word in edgewise.
Okay, you know what? He's like, he's defending me. Everybody shush.
I don't want to be
You were having
mother.
A great time on our Zoom. You were two sheets.
So what? I was not. I only had one drink.
And you were having a wonderful time. Don't give me that, okay?
Patrick.
That's a blog. Yeah, you got.
Do you understand her concern though? Like she doesn't want to date a messy guy. So I guess you know when you're on a Zoom call with somebody and a potential partner in a relationship, tidy up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I guess that would be some advice going forward because it didn't sound like a second date is going to happen.
No, I don't think so.
Well, thanks for the advice, Dad.
Oh my God.
First he called you sir, then he called you dad.
All right, Christina, no shot at a second date. I just got to ask that question.
No.
All right.
A leopard doesn't change its spots. No.
All right, Patrick.
Now you're calling me a leopard? You're the most disrespectful woman I've ever met.
Oh, my God.
All right, Patrick.
You are showing up dirty for that thing. You even had a messy shirt on, too. God, you could have combed your hair a little. I don't want to be your mother.
Sounds like you.
I don't want to. Oh, my God. I don't. No. I got to go. Sounds bye.
Like all right, Patrick. We're going to cut you loose as well. You've got your answer now. Have an amazing Thanksgiving.
That was, yeah.
I enjoyed that, though. There's a lot of drama, but I'm into the drama kind of thing. But you know what? You go on a first date. You wonder why the person hasn't gotten back to you. You have your answer.
Yeah.
And that's kind of essentially how Blown Off is. And it's sometimes it's the blunt truth.
Yes.
Sometimes it results in a second date. It was the aforementioned in this particular situation.
I just think that Patrick wanted to know, but he was embarrassed with what she had to say.
Well, maybe some guys just don't understand. Well, that. But I mean, some guys, maybe they just don't understand the messiness, right?
That's also probably
they don't
accurate.
Think about that.
Yeah.
But
you have to.
I would agree with that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.